assortment. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Does a terrific job for men and women for shoes. I don't talk enough about shoes, like these Hey Dudes, these own running shoes, these very comfortable, these Birkenstocks, these shoes you're hearing about and seeing, and these cool shoes you see people have on. And now they got it over at Elkmont, and they have a great selection, great lines over there. We will eventually have colder weather and bundle up and layer and get all the great outdoor, hiking stuff that you see for the wintertime stuff. Winter is, 2 weeks away from winter. And the fashionable stuff, I have the easiest job in the world for Christmas because I go to the same section of the store and get everything my wife wants, and I look like I know what I'm doing. And I like bragging on it because I'll go in there and I'll go, hey, I was like to her friends and her family, like, you see what I got, Meredith? Yeah, you see it? How'd I do? And I know I did well because she likes it because, I guess her and Amy kind of have the same taste and all that. So nice to know I can go do that and be a hero. Don't get me wrong. I still get the little gift receipts just in case. But so far, I've never had to return anything there because how great the selection looks. It's Elkmont, all those great name brands. Highway 153 across from Chick-fil-A in Powdersville, 93-123 here in Clemson. Come on and see those good folks. I got a ton of text to get to. I wish I could talk some sense into some people. Because we have revisionist history a little bit here. I said, I want them to hire big name guys rather than just promoting bums from the current staff. I'm like, I don't know, man. The guy didn't win two national championships by hiring a bunch of bums to be on the staff. And, you can say, let's bring in Joe Brady. Well, I could be wrong, but I'm told Joe Brady, the people who tell me could be wrong. People tell me Joe Brady is not going to go back to the college game. So let's get Manny Diaz. Well, talking about the Manny Diaz that was on the boats in Miami. Drinking, busting into the high school football coaches association while Florida State was on the stage and having, I was going to say, beers in our room, trying to get coaches to come up there and run. You want that guy here? Because you know Manny Diaz's name? Does anybody know Mike McDonald's name? No, Mike McDonald's 34 years old, the first-year defensive coordinator at Michigan. He's got him in the college football playoffs, number two in the country. Nobody knew who the guy was. My point is this. These coaches know these names. These coaches know these people. They're up-and-comers. You think Dabo Swinney can call John Gruden and ask about NFL guys? You think he could call Nick Saban and ask about current guys in his conference? He's got some clout. I'm just going to trust what the guy does here. Of all the things Dabo is, and the idea of this loyalty, he's going to promote a bunch of bums from within his own staff. I don't understand that. The number one thing Dabo Swinney is that people just lose sight of because he's touchy-feely and he's BYOG and all in, all stuff like this, and everybody thinks he's great, he's charitable. And the number one thing that he is, and he is loyal, and that's great. I don't know when loyalty got to be a bad thing. Maybe we had better, more loyalty, we wouldn't have some of our problems with in our society. But with that said, the number one thing Dabo Swinney is, friends, is he's competitive. His competitive spirit trumps all the other attributes that he has. So he will do what he thinks is best. And so had a guy here saying that he needs to come out and just say something today, man. Everything's falling apart, so he needs to speak to the Clemson Nation today. Or, you mean take away from time from doing his job to make you feel better? How about you just trust the guy and let him do his job today? Has he not earned that?
If Dabo Swinney hasn't earned that, then show me someone who has.
So in the end, just let him do his job today. He's done fine. He's one of the top three or four coaches in college football for a reason. Not by hiring bums and not by trying to make the fan base feel better. You know what makes the fan base feel better? Go hire some good coaches. Rather than tell them you're going to hire good coaches. 654 Roar. Let's get Delvin up first. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing good. That's what a lot of people are feeling, man. I don't like to watch Messi. I don't like to look at Messi, but when I do, oh, he just going to promote for the entire Tar Heels.
You don't know what the guy's going to do. You don't know if this guy's coming, staying. You don't know that stuff. You're Tuscaloosa Tiger. You don't know that stuff.
Yeah, he don't. He's not going.
You're an accountant, like, he man. You're a dentist. Yeah, you don't know. You know how to fix people's like, teeth. That's it.
Yeah, like you. Like, I ain't mean to cut you off. Like you said, that he got the money where he gonna get nobody. But a lot of people say he ain't gonna spend that money. He just gonna promote for it in and bring top base.
You don't know that. Nobody knows that.
Yeah. I agree with you about Grand Theft. I think he's the next athletic director. As soon as Dan Rather coach now she resigned, it's gonna be quicker. Like Louisiana named their new head coach after building up it. When that's how quick it was. As soon as he said I'm resigning, bam. Chris is going to come out with a statement. Grand Theft is new athletic director. That's how quick it's going to be, I think.
Right. I hope that is the case. And again, I don't know if Dan is leaving or not. I don't know what's going to happen there. But if it is, then and you can go on national searches. And look, there's other good athletic directors out there. But Graham Neff has proven that he is ready for this job. He has made the impression he's prepared for this job and he's prepared for the moment, if that is the case.
A lot of people say that it's his job. Like, whenever he leaves, whatever Dan Rather coach started to retire or leave, that's Grand Theft job. To me, I agree with you. Devil is going to find somebody. If he promotes from within, he promotes from within.
Right.
You should believe it. When he did it. He did it with two coordinators. Hold on. 7 years ago, how did that turn out, Mickey?
It turned out great. Remember that? You can't have co-coordinators. Well, that national championship out of it, you know.
So the thing about it is, Mickey, the interest for me is Tony Elliott, because you said you think the Duke job is better than Virginia job?
No. The Duke job is, it seemed like an easier path there. Seemed like he's higher on the Duke board than the Virginia board. Poindexter's a guy that most Virginia people want right now. Or not most. Yeah. He's a hot name there. Now, whether he wants it and gets it.
From what I've been seeing, the whole entire state of Virginia was after the Poindexter.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
Right.
Saying, yeah, so I think he probably, if the job is going to be his, I think it'll be Duke's job. You think he'll take it? The Duke job? He turned out Tennessee. But I think it was different situation in Tennessee with the troubles they're having on the off season, like off the field and stuff. I think that was the key.
Look, there is a positive part, two positive parts of the Duke job. Number one is I think you got a decent administration there that's going to be behind you. And number two is you would have patience there. Unless you was awful. They understand their situation and they understand what it's about. And so I think he'd be a great fit at Duke. I think he'd be a great fit at Virginia too. I think both of us would be really good jobs for him.
I mean, I'll leave you with this. I want to get you and John Tate on this. I hope the Miami situation becomes like Auburn situation when they try to fire, when they try to hire Bobby Petrino with Tommy Tuberville on staff, and he went 12-0 next season, they couldn't fire. I hope they do that with Miami. I hope that means they can't get Mario Cristobal, because they gave him a deadline to today. I hope he turns him down. Then they're talking about they're going to keep Man Diaz, go 12-0, then leave Miami, leave him in the lurch. I hope he do that.
You know, it's I saw Gene Chizik tweet about this yesterday. He said that you got to be skeptical if you already have a football coach and you're talking about giving another guy a deadline out there. Maybe so, but it shouldn't got out that way. However it gets out, that's wrong. If that is the case, that's just wrong. And I don't feel bad about Manny Diaz for most things, but Manny Diaz is being done wrong in Miami right now. If you don't want him fired.
It reminds you of the Auburn situation. Remember that?
Yep, 100%. 100%.
Thanks for my call, guys.
Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate the phone call. Game Cotwell, how you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. How about you?
Blessed. Very, very blessed.
Well, we got a couple of weeks to talk about the bowl games, but I got a couple of things right quick.
I was
about the only one that said Alabama would beat Georgia. You remember that, Adam?
You did. I'll give you credit. Good job.
Yeah, I said it. Kirby, I said, Kirby can't beat Saban. That's the way I said Alabama. But I do think, I kind of agree with what you said earlier. I think Michigan will beat Georgia. I didn't say they will beat Georgia.
I'm just saying that Michigan's playing great football right now.
They could.
Georgia it has some situations. I mean, there's some interesting scenarios out there.
Michigan's playing good ball. They're hot right now. They're hungry. So, I mean, I really think Michigan will beat Georgia, and I think Bama blows out Cincinnati. I think Bama beats Michigan in a good first game, and I think they can win another championship. But as far as I'm gonna be nice to Clemson fans for a second.
What? Let me sit down. Hold on.
Yeah, sit down. But everybody keeps blaming Tony Elliott for this and that, this and that. You know, like you and Walt and Brad and Kelly and Quap been talking about. Y'all had a bunch of injuries, key injuries. Then you got, you know, transfer reporters and all this stuff. Tony Elliott, it's not his fault. So y'all can blame Tony Elliott all you want, but if he does leave, I see Brandon Streeter getting promoted as offensive coordinator. I do see that.
Could be. Very good football coach. Could be.
But you can't blame it on Elliott. But as far as defensive coordinator, I'm going to throw out a name or two. People are going to laugh at me on one of them, but Muschamp. Then you got Derek Mason.
I think Derek Mason is a great defensive coordinator and has done a terrific job where he's been.
But as far as, like I said, you can't blame it on Elliott. You got a lot of problems going on with Clemson right now because you got Gradikavich, whatever his name is. He's a big time athletic director. Then you got Tony Ellis, a big time offensive coordinator. Then to me, everybody kept saying Venables is the greatest defensive coordinator in the country. Well, I guess he's the GOAT, most by Clemson fans. So, if that's true, you can't get no better than Venables. So, you're going to take it, like the other caller said, you're probably going to take a step back because he's not going to be as good as Venables.
Who knows?
Come on, Mickey.
Is Dan Lanning doing a good job at Georgia right now? Is Mike McDonald doing a good job at Michigan right now? They're believe it or not, again.
I'm saying they're great coordinators, but they're not Venables.
Who knows? You don't know that.
Come on, Mickey. Be realistic.
No, I don't know that. He's an unbelievable football coach, but he's not the only guy who knows what he's doing. I got to get a break, man. I got to get a break. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that for sure. Paul's been hanging on. I got 2 minutes here. Paul, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
All right, but hey, Scary. I was going to say the same thing that Will said about Muschamp because he's a good defensive coordinator, no doubt, and he's a fairly good recruiter. It wouldn't bother me one bit if they was to say bring Muschamp. And that was weird because we've been talking about that all last night while we were up in Asheville getting our Christmas tree. It wouldn't be a bad hire. I don't think him and Dabo are two good buddies, though. You know, I don't really believe.
Look, there's...
But, you know, and Will...
I was going to say...
have to agree with Will.
Yeah, yeah.
Believe it or not, the first time in the history of WCCP... He is right. I mean, I don't think the transfer portal hurt us that much, but when you leave all those five stars off the offense and all those injuries, he's exactly right. You can't blame Tony. I think Dabo and Tony has done one of their best coaching jobs they've done. I mean, I don't know how you feel about that, Mickey, with what all is going on with the injuries and all of that. I think Dabo's I think he should be coach of the year in the ACC, and I know I got orange colored glasses, but what do you think?
I think he did as good a job, and I and I appreciate the phone call, Paul. Have a great day. He had a former coach tell me that he's doing a better job this year than he's ever done before because of what he's up against. It's a very good point, but it's. He was up against a very difficult situation all year long and might win 10 games out of it. My friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, can talk to you about building your next building at Trail. The idea that you are going to build a single-family home or won't build water treatment facilities or dams, but build everything else. if you're looking for on time and on budget, the Better Building Process works. What's the Better Building Process? Well, that's one company designs it, one company builds it, same company builds it. That's an idea that you have one point person, that there's no go between an architect and a contractor. There's open communication. There's deadlines. It will be done on budget, on time. It will be balanced with aesthetics and size and function and getting you as many possible solutions to as many possible problems. That's why it's working. The company is set up right. On top of that, that kind of situation attracts great employees. And I know several guys there now that I would trust with anything in the world, that they're just how good they are. And that's the reputation that they have. It's for obvious reasons. If you want to see that, then get in touch with our good friends at Trehel. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Our great friends at Trehel. If you're on hold, I promise you, it's Reaction Monday. Your phone calls, texts, and tweets right after this.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
I'm joined again today by Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, a listener asks, Walt, I'm a veteran with both VA and Medicare benefits. Are there any new and improved plans out there for 2022?
Well, first, my friend, I want to thank you for your service to our country. I am exceedingly happy to answer your question with a definitive yes. The 2022 plans are much improved, and you need to take a look at which plan best suits your needs. Please give me a call today at 864-307-8484 and set up an appointment with me to do just that. And again, thank you for your service.
Let me add my heartfelt appreciation to Gary. Now, vets, don't miss out on this opportunity. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. You will thank me later.
Is your family growing? Are your home needs changing? Or do the walls seem to be closing in with introducing new family members? The home buying process can be so overwhelming. At Brownhaven Homes, they can build the home you've been dreaming of from the ground up, along with a team of experts. Brownhaven Homes has a design center to do the work for you with your guidance. Visit their website at brownhavenhomes.com to make a house a home.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a two-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a seven-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, Tiger fans, don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap Clemson. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more, follow Buff City Soap Clemson on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship.
Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County Convenience Centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the Materials Recovery Facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Everybody ready to hit the road? We want to get to the stadium in plenty of time to set up and tailgate.
Honey, the toilet is backed up again!
You're not missing this game.
Dad, I'm ready to go.
Mom, Chad is splashing around the water.
Hello, Roto-Rooter. My family and I are on the way out the door and our toilet is backed up.
Even on game day, Roto-Rooter has you covered. Call 288-7686. Game day and every day, touchdown!
Hey, don't be a Grinch.
Merry Christmas.
Your team might be 3-9, 6-6, 9-3, or 12-0 this season.
Oh yeah, our Christmas tree is all about our favorite sports team.
But it's still the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes. Yes.
We are your source for sports talk this holiday season. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Hey, the Kiwi Financial Group, Greg Wells and his great folks at Kiwi Financial Group. That is KiwiFG.com with a tremendous experience. I've been doing this now for many, many years and helping folks out, whether you're beginning your race or whether you are ending your race. I want to tell you about the Kiwi Financial Group and the alternative investments they have. They're really cool. Idea that just how much they communicate with you, how much they motivate you. You know, in many ways, he's like you and your job. He's a people person that has to do people skills. Now, he does it through finances, but really good stuff, the Kiwi Financial Group. To find out more, to get a comprehensive review of what you're doing and where you want to go, and to get a financial advisor that's going to be there with you, think about our great friends at the Kiwi Financial Group, KiwiFG.com. Let's get to a bunch of phone calls here in this segment. If you're on hold, I promise I'm going to get to you in this segment right now. 654-ROAR. Ken is in Powdersville. Ken, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. I have to look back at the Venables hiring to know that Dabo Swinney has all my confidence. Because when Venables was hired to Clemson, Oklahoma was needing a defensive coordinator, and he was on their staff, and they wouldn't even hire him. They didn't have confidence in him. And Dabo could see something in him that Oklahoma couldn't even see.
Yeah, Dabo Swinney has, if we're thinking about it as sports talk show hosts, as sports talk show hosts, producers, as callers or listeners of a show, believe me, we're 90 steps behind him and what he knows and so all this stuff. You know, one of the things that gets me, Ken, is saying, well, I don't want to hire somebody with within. How about the fact that maybe you in your company, you have a leadership development plan and you're identifying leaders in your own organization and you're identifying the strengths and weaknesses of your current employees and you have less of a risk by developing those and then adding to the strengths by other hires. How about the fact that guy knows more of that than what we know about his organization? You know, just it amazes me. Dabo Swinney has earned it. He has earned our look. I said many times, Ken, if Dabo Swinney would, if I was hosting a sports talk show in Raleigh or Blacksburg or Manhattan, Kansas, or Tempe, Arizona right now, or in Los Angeles and talking about Southern Cal and UCLA, man, I'd be critical of these coaches. I can't trust Kelly at UCLA to make the right decision right now. I couldn't trust Fuente. I couldn't have trusted, what's going on at Arizona State right now. I don't trust those guys. They haven't proven to me that they can do it and they can do it consistently. But I host a sports talk show in Clemson. And there's one thing I know. I'm watching a guy now for 13 years. The guy's made good decision after good decision. He kind of earns my trust through some of this. And not everyone's great. Not everyone's right. But for the most part, he didn't get to be one of the top two or three coaches by making bad decisions. I trust the guy.
Too many teams out here. I've seen it over the years. They go out and hire the big name coach. And the big name coach, once he leaves the university he's at, becomes a flop. there was something in that university, the coach, head coach or somebody that was helping him be who he became.
That's right. That's right. I will leave you with this, Ken.
Thanks.
Let me leave you with this. Dabo Swinney, again, I want to reiterate this. He is loyal. He is compassionate. He is optimistic. He is a lot of things. But more than any of that, he is competitive. And that competitive nature trumps any loyalty. I was told by someone that he told the staff this year that I love every one of you, but don't think I won't fire everybody in this room if we don't get this thing turned around. He is ultra competitive. And for us as fans to say, I can't promote from within. You don't know. You don't know what these guys have. You have no clue what these guys have. No idea what they have. But the one guy that has does. And look, I have seen this time and time again. The big name guy that you hire from outside, and he might hire from outside, and what if he does? You trust that. But the big name hire that you hire from outside, that you get him in there, and you go, man, that guy's nowhere near what I thought he was going to be. I can't tell you how many times that I've seen it in here. And if y'all can get that guy, you need to get that guy. You go get him. You go, I don't know, man. That's the guy everybody's talking about?
I mean, we have a real-life example right in front of us in the NFL with Joe Brady. It was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Best offensive mind in the game, right?
Yeah.
But you take away all that talent that he had at LSU, and now he's fired 2 years later?
Crazy how that works. You got to get Joe Brady. You got to get Joe Brady. Panthers have Joe Brady.
Had.
Yeah, had Joe Brady. 654-ROAR. Arthur is in Statesboro. Arthur, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
How are you, Mickey?
I'm blessed, buddy. You doing okay?
I'm making it. I'm going to not talk about football.
All right.
Since everybody else has their opinion. I have mine, but you win two national championships, you can pretty much decide who you want to have, and it doesn't matter what anybody else says. So I'll leave it at that with that. But basketball, what in the world is Brownell doing? And if one of your best players is not unless he was hurt, was not on the court in the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game, can you explain that to me? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think, who are you talking about?
Dawes.
Yeah. Look, one of the things, I mean, I like the idea of honoring Dawes in the game at the same time, offensively, what they bring, certain things. Clemson's issue there was defensively, and Clemson's issues are size, man. Like, they just get, so maybe you went bigger. I don't know. I watched the post-game press conference, and he was not asked about that. Maybe on Tiger Calls tonight. You can call in tonight. We have Tiger Calls tonight, John?
Yep, 7 to 8.
You can call and ask about that. I know he'd love to answer that.
Is he not one of your best five? Yes or no?
Yes. Overall, yes.
Okay. Is he not one of your better ball handlers?
Yes.
Okay. And what did the problem we have? We turned the ball over 5 times.
Didn't he turn it over too, though? I could be wrong, but he turned it over too. Right?
But not in the last 5 minutes. He wasn't in the game.
No. Oh, yeah, Dawes. Yeah. Honor turned it over with 3:11 to go. Through that. Look, I don't have an answer for that. I don't know. I know that you can't blow 9-point leads with 5 minutes to go
in the game.
I would say that. Now, I'm only guessing. I don't know this. But Clemson's issues at the end of the game were defensive issues. Is that fair?
I was talking to someone that goes to, they've been a Clemson fan about as long as I have.
Right.
And he said, and this is what he thought, is that Clemson is settled for Brownell. He goes to the tournament every once out of every 4 years, every 3 years, And when he has a bad year, it'll get better next year. And I don't know if it's people on the staff, because they're not recruiting any size at guard. And that's what's killing us right now, because
I'm only playing devil's advocate with you, though. But you can't say that you hadn't recruited size at guard, but then you want to put Dawes in the game last 5 minutes, because Dawes is 6 foot or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I think Dawes is better than the other boy.
Than Honor.
I do.
Maybe.
And I believe that with all my heart.
Yeah. He's taller than Honor, at least. Yeah. Anyway, maybe.
I mean, you put your best ball handler out there, and PJ Hall is probably the best player on the team.
I agree with that. And Brownell said that after the game Saturday, that he's their guy. He's their best player.
But I think Collins, he has 15 points, 9 rebounds. I know he turned the ball over 5 times, but yeah. if you're going to give me close to a double-double, he'll be out there every minute.
Yeah.
As long as I can have him out there.
He played 33 minutes. Dawes only played 24 minutes, but he did turn it over 3 times. And so maybe they're down on that aspect. But I don't know about sickness or healthy.
Honor turned the ball over more than that.
Honor turned it over 3 times as well. Yeah, again, I don't know. I don't know what went in that decision. I can't speak to that. But we can call tonight and find out. I don't blame you for being frustrated. The losing streak in basketball now is frustrating to fans. I get it. And losing, was it 4 out of 5 now? And having a lead the entire, that's what hurt Saturday, is you had a lead the entire game. And a 9-point lead with less than 5 minutes to go, and you got beaten. That's hard to swallow. I get it. I totally understand that aspect. Don't blame me, Alex. No, go ahead.
If they're going to hire a defensive coordinator, I think Derek Mason might be the best coach that you could hire to be a defensive coordinator. That's who I would go after.
Derek Mason's a really, really good football coach, in my opinion, from what I know. Arthur, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. He's a really good football coach. Where he stands, how interested he would be, what his contract looks like, I'm not privy to those kind of things. But at this point, very early, I don't think I wouldn't have any problem with Derek Mason. I think he's done a great job in his career where he has been. And, you know, he was at Stanford with David Shaw. And Dabo and David Shaw are thick as thieves. They're among Dabo's best friends in the coaching industry. So that's another thing. I mean, Dabo's relationships that he has with NFL people, college coaches, whatever, he'll get plenty.
That's one of the positives when you have a head coach who's on his 13th year.
Right.
Who's had as much success as Coach Sweeney has had.
Right.
He has connections in the right places.
That's exactly right. He can call Urban Meyer today. He can call David Shaw today. He can call John Gruden today.
Call Nick Saban. He can call whoever he wants to.
He can call who he wants to.
And those people pick up the phone because they see Dabo Sweeney on the other end of that call.
That's exactly right. 100%. I got a couple minutes here. Derek said Anderson. Derek, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, man. How you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Good. Well, I tell you, man, I mean, I'm not so much as worried about the replacement for Coach V. I mean, just like you've been saying, I've been saying the last 2 or 3 weeks, you know, Dabo hasn't gotten where he's gotten by hiring, you know, well-known, big-name, successful people, because if there was successful people, they wouldn't be leaving where they're at. But the point that I'm kind of driving at that worries me a little bit, and you're seeing it going on right now, you saw it, you know, with Kirby and Saban and all that stuff, is not only do we have to replace Venables, but how many existing roster and current recruits decide they want to go with him? It's happening with Riley. It happened whenever Kirby left Georgia. He brought a lot of guys with him that were committed to Bama that flipped and went to Georgia. And then after that, did you take a look at current players and current commits and guys coming in? What if the guy they replace doesn't run the same Venables? And he's probably not going to, because Brent was one of those rare, used a lot of, I mean, you would see him line up in a 4-3. Next thing you know, the weak side defensive end is playing over the top zone. Linebackers playing man under. Safety's bringing a big at blitz. I mean, you don't see very many coaches that use Venables' playing style that know how to use these guys that recruit a particular lanky body type guy that he likes at a lot of positions. And that's what I think is going to could help or could hurt us. Hopefully we bring a guy in that kind of runs the same scheme as Venables and sets us back a year or two, get back on the cycle, everything's there. But we bring somebody in that isn't anything like Venables, and it's obvious, hey, all these players are going to have to relearn their whole thing. Who stays? Who doesn't come? How does that change recruiting? And kind of what does that change for us? Hopefully it's in a positive, but you see it happen year after year after year with well-known programs, household names. They bring in somebody new, and it hurts in more ways than one. I hope it doesn't, but I'm just curious to see how this is going to affect us on paper for the next 2 or 3 years.
We will see for sure, Derek. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. I got to get to break. We'll see for sure. A texter makes a point. Mickey, after listening this morning, I realize there's nothing to worry about, and things are going to be status quo moving forward. Thanks for calming everybody's fears down, letting us know Clemson's going to play for national championships with or without Venables. I didn't say that. I did not say that. I said that to me, I don't doubt Dabo. I don't doubt Dan Radakovich or Graham Neff. I don't doubt the board of trustees or the president. I don't doubt many guys on that staff. With that said, with the transfer portal, I don't have confidence in anybody maybe outside of Nick Saban in Alabama. And look, here's what's crazy. Alabama could have lost to Auburn if Auburn just makes one play. And that might lead them to lose to Georgia. We're talking about Alabama having three losses and people jumping off bridges in the state of Alabama.
And we're going to go through the song and dance of putting the dirt on Nick Saban's grave again.
Right. But my point there is, man, I don't know nowadays. I think you're going to be up for this. I think you're going to see a lot of teams that will go 12-1 and be ranked fifth in the country and have this great hot deal. And the very next year go 5-7 and go, man, that guy's terrible. Because of the instability and all of the turnover in college football. To me, it just looks like a wild, wacky time. Short break, much more on the other side after this.
Message and data rates may apply up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reapply help for help or stop to cancel.
Ever heard of Warby Parker glasses? What's so special about them?
Huh, let's see. The lenses are custom cut. The frames are made of high-quality, hand-polished cellulose acetate. They're available in a wide range of styles and sizes.
Really?
And their lenses come with scratch-resistant, anti-reflective coatings and UV protection.
All for free?
Yep. Plus, you can shop however you want, online or in stores. And all their glasses are backed with a full 30-day risk-free money-back guarantee.
Uh-huh. So, how much?
Would you believe Warby Parker glasses start at just $95?
What?
Yeah, Warby Parker's frames start at $95, and that's with prescription lenses included.
What?
I know, that's what everybody says. Check out Warby Parker glasses. They'll send you 5 frames to try on at home for free. If you like one, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Just text STYLE to 64000 to try on 5 pairs free. Text STYLE to 64000. That's STYLE to 64000.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosie Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Christmas, the season of giving. At Ingles, we know that nothing brings a family together quite like the holidays. This Christmas, let's give what's in our hearts, thoughtfully and cheerfully.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Maxwell House large can or pod coffee, $5.98 each. Select sizes and varieties Green Giant canned vegetables, 3 for $2. And select 12-ounce Celsius sparkling water, 2 for $3. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
A traditional HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. But hurry, as these promotions end soon. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call 979-0792. Water Furnace, your reliable, renewable.
It sure is hard to make sense of the world these days. At Low Country Mail, we try to keep it simple and have one mission: make men men again. If you want to lose weight, feel better, and improve your performance in the gym and the bedroom, come see us today. For around $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, doctor visits, and much more. We also offer weight loss plans, peptide therapy, IV, and the amazing P-Shot. At Low Country Mail, we will never turn our backs on you when you have tough questions. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
It's time for some neutral site action as our Clemson Tigers head down to Atlanta to take on Drake. Playing in the 2021 Holiday Hoopsgiving, the Tigers look to come out with a strong out-of-conference win. Broadcast starts 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm Peg. I'm a senior trust officer, but also a gardener and listener.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Peg or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and may lose value. Parknationalbank.com.
Attention, men. It's a proven fact that a lack of intimacy in a relationship can hurt self-esteem and lead to emotional detachment. Let the Greenville Men's Clinic help you create the relationship you've always wanted and put an end to ED and PE with one visit. Erectile dysfunction and premature issues are simple to eliminate with the right treatments and the providers that understand how they work. The doctors at the Greenville Men's Clinic offer the latest in available treatments with same-day solutions for erectile and premature issues. You can increase ability and stamina in just one visit. Most men think the little blue pills or testosterone are the only options. Not true. Call 864-301-1111 to meet with licensed providers no matter what age you are. And even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or have had your prostate removed, they can help you too. 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or go to greenvillemensclinic.com. That number again, 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If
you need to show you about fan bases and about certain percentage of fan bases, Dogs 247 this morning. Can Kirby recover from this? Chief Wiggum says on Dogs 247. I just don't know how he has any credibility with elite offensive recruits anymore. How can he convince a five-star wide receiver to go to Georgia when he clearly sees his priorities on offense? This is a one-year off offense. Not surprising. I'm not saying he needs to be fired, but no chance can he talk offensive players into coming here. That's the guy that was number one in the country. Until Saturday. I don't know, man. I'm in for the long haul. I want to be in there for the long haul. Alex isn't easy. 654 Roar. Hey, Alex, thanks for hanging on, man. Hope you're having a good morning.
Yeah, I'm having a good morning. I'm sorry if it's a little loud. I'm at work. And,
that's right.
But yeah, I've got to have a few thoughts on this. Just, A, I think some folks are really discounting what type of program Oklahoma is. Okay, I've seen online and some of the texters and other folks are talking about, you know, this was kind of coming since we've got a down year, and that's the reason why Venables is leaving, when it couldn't be any further from the truth. We could be 13-0 right now, and if the Oklahoma job comes up and you're at the top of their list as a coordinator, you know, if you've got any aspirations, you take that job with two hands, because they're a rabid fan base. They're huge, but they're going to give that guy time, and they're not giving him a broken ship to fix. He needs to steady it, put it in his own image, and, you know, move forward. And hopefully, maybe not win championships against Clemson, but in our down years, you know, I'm going to be rooting for him every step of the way. And so that's one thought I've got. And also, I think it could be a silver lining, especially if he does well over there, because as much as Nick Saban is doing, you know, you don't like losing guys every year, but he's clearly getting the best candidates for his job, because once they go to Nick Saban's school for coaches who don't do so good anymore, they come out a different person and they go out and do a better job and have rehabilitated their images. You know, you want the best guys in all of your jobs. And so I think that could be another positive. And also one last thing, you know, I don't think I'll ever complain if the committee puts Bama top four, you know, even if they're 7-5 at this point, because what he did on Saturday, having that team ready and taking Georgia to the woodshed after all year, all we heard about was how great Georgia was. This is going to be the year. You know, he said, take a step back and watch this. Georgia just gives me 2017 Clemson vibes. It's an amazing team, but a quarterback who's good enough to beat most teams but not great enough to win games. And Stetson Bennett is the most unlikable underdog I think I've ever seen. That guy complains, you know, if somebody looks at him the wrong way, I mean, you know, they're hoping for the Steelers reps against the Bears, you know, to throw a flag for him. I mean, he complains at all costs. So it was just a few thoughts. Saban has done it again. We all discounted him. But, you know, here we are. The more things change, the more they say the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Great points there. Nick Saban's a defensive mind. Nick Saban built Alabama originally on defense. What we saw on Saturday, and what I think we're going to continue to most likely see, is you got to score. It's got to be offensive oriented, and it's open spaces and creating spaces. And what you saw on Saturday is that your quarterback has to be a difference maker to win at the elite level. Remember, Kirby has said all year long, either you're elite or you're not. One of my questions to that would be is, if you're not elite at quarterback, then are you elite? John, I want to get your thoughts on this. All year long, Kirby has used that phrase. Either you are elite or you aren't. The question I pose to you and many others, and we'll do this moving forward between now and New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
If you are not elite at quarterback, are you elite? Alabama was elite at quarterback.
Yes. I think the way college football is now,
right,
more times than not, that's the case.
Yeah.
And Stetson Bennett is about as far from elite as it gets.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Texas said, Mick, do we lose any recruits? Who's the DC in the bowl game, and who's the DC candidates that you think? Look, I don't know any of those three right now. It is early in this process. Let's slow down. Let's catch a breath. Let's see where we are. I literally just got my breath right there. Anyway, let's just see where we are. So I don't know who the possibilities are yet. I imagine it's twofold here. Number one, there are some very talented guys that are highly thought of on the staff. Number two, Dabo has a very marketable job. It is a great culture here, and he is going to pay top dollar here. You can buy those two things. It's a great place for your family to come coach. It's a great springboard maybe to your career, of your coaching tree now, getting head coaching jobs. So you combine those two things with the money and the opportunity here, and he will have a bunch of very talented people that will apply for this job and try to get this job. Todd is in Georgia. Todd, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Greg, how are you doing?
I'm great, man. Hope you are too.
Man, I can't complain. I just wanted to let you know that I remember a conversation that you had many years ago, and that's when C.J. Spiller was about done with his career here, and you said, I'm not real sure that we'll ever see another Clemson Tiger do the things that C.J. Spiller's done.
Right.
And I thoroughly agreed with you at that time. And then before we know it, you know, Sammy Watkins came on board.
Right.
Okay? Before we know it, Deshaun Watson came on board. All of a sudden, Trevor Lawrence got here, came on board. Christian Wilkinson, and I think we can go on and on. Okay? I put Brent Venables certainly in that category of great, you know, great hires, great catches, great gets, you know, and you can talk about a little bit. Dabo Swinney also went out and got some unknowns. How about a Ryan Carter, a Nolan Turner, a Jamie Skowski, a Ben Bulware? The point is, Christopher Swinney had a hand in every one of those.
Yeah.
He's got enough equity with 98% of the fan base. He, as far as I'm concerned, Coach Swinney can coach from the grave. And I have fully, you know, I got great confidence that he's going to make a great hire here. I'm not panicking. The fan base shouldn't panic. Brent, but you said it from day one, Mick, and you're very smart here. Brent Venables was going to take that job. It's a top 10 job in college football. It's going from $2 million or $3 million to $8 or $9 million. It's generational money. It's crazy to think he wasn't going to take that job. Great hire by Oklahoma. All Clemson fans need to do is understand we got the best guy making the hire, got total confidence. Go Tigers. Thank goodness I'm not a dog. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Todd. Too smart to be calling the show. All right, I've got, let me see who's been hanging on the long show. Full bank of phone calls. Guys, I promise you I'm going to get to everybody. Jody's in Simpsonville. I got about 2 minutes. Jody, go right ahead. How you doing?
Hey, doing well, Mickey. How are you?
Great. Fantastic. Glad to hear you doing well.
Yeah, just real quick, I just wanted to say I talked to you on Friday about the SEC championship game, and as an Alabama fan, I didn't probably have a whole lot of confidence going in, but I knew we had a puncher's chance with our offense. Everyone was disrespecting Alabama, shoveling dirt on them, as you guys have said this morning, like they had no chance to win. And I think that was the first mistake, thinking that Alabama didn't have a chance. I will say that the offensive line did hold up much better than I anticipated, so I was pleased to see that. But here's one thing I just want to say, and I'll take it off the air. One difference I see between Nick Saban and Kirby Smart, both elite recruiters, both defensive minds, I think Nick Saban has adjusted to the fact that this is an offensive game now, and I think Kirby Smart has kind of clung to what he's known and has not adjusted enough to be successful. And I'll take that off the air. Thanks, Mickey.
Totally agree. I don't know. Now the tide has turned. See what it did there. Now we're talking about Georgia. Boy, wouldn't you hate to be a Georgian now if you don't win it this year? But now is Kirby making the right decision with Stetson Bennett rather than JT Daniels?
Part of me likes to think he's not, but at the same time, I hadn't seen anything from JT Daniels.
Who knows?
He hasn't played.
Right.
Outside of that four-game stretch at the end of the year last year, what has he done?
If you're Georgia...
So I just don't know anything about JT Daniels.
If Georgia get beat by Michigan or get beat by Cincinnati or Alabama in the national championship game, it's bad to say, but where you were and where it is, that's a disappointing year. Didn't win the SEC, didn't win the national championship.
You went 12-0 in undefeated regular season and came away with zero trophies, if that's the case.
And the thing they've been giving people the hardest time about for years over there is schedule. Well, you didn't beat anybody. Is Kentucky your best win or Clemson? Who knows? They didn't look elite on Saturday. Katechi, CATECHE.com, halfway between Athens and Clemson, speaking of which, goodbye and play some great golf over there. Got another terrific text on Friday that says, Mickey, the conditions of this golf course, the food at this place, the views you get over here should have been coming a lot sooner, but we'll be back more often. So we Love telling you about it. CATEECHE.com. I got a lot of things to tell you about around this holiday season. Get your gift cards over at Katichi. CATEECHE.com. Hey, guys, I promise you, if you're on hold, I'll get to you in the very next segment. All phone calls right.